Blog Talk Radio.
Guests and callers that are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Welcome to the show, and this is John Hollis, and of course, you are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and it is Friday afternoon, and we got on the batter's box today, Dawn the Broken Picker Fixer, and she's going to have her special guest on, Rachel Resnick, and they're going to be talking about love, addiction, and Rachel's new book, Love Junkie. So they're going to be talking about that. They're going to be coming up here in a minute, and of course, if you're a love junkie or if you know somebody that might be a love junkie or maybe you want to be a love junkie, you make sure you tune in because I'm sure it's going to be pretty good. Holistic Lifestyles Radio's primary purpose is to help people discover and recover from all areas of their lives that they feel needs to be uplifted. And, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio is devoted to hope. And there's a lot of people out there today that, you know, whatever they're going through, may it be just changes in life or whatever, we hope that we can uplift your spirit and bring you a little hope with our show. And it is, of course, airing every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, and Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 p.m. to midnight. And, of course, our show is about, of course, bringing hope to the hopeless. And we are dedicated to proven techniques and, of course, informative information and the latest advances as, you know, the well-tested time techniques and, of course, integrated holistic lifestyles, holistic health services, holistic pets, holistic products, holistic home, holistic environment, and check it out, metaphysical. We like to get it all in there, and we do that, of course, with 7 shows a week, 10 hours a week, and we try to bring as much positive energy as we possibly can. I want to thank Jill Dane for being on the show yesterday. It was a great show. I want to thank her callers for calling in and asking them questions because, of course, it made it a great show. And we do want to thank Jill. She was great. And we want to also take this time to, of course, thank our sponsors because without them, we don't have a show. And our sponsors are Palm Partners. That is a holistic recovery program in Delray Beach. Robert Gluck, the attorney, he was on Monday. If you didn't get a chance to listen to Robert's show, go to our archives. He's pretty funny. We had a great time with Robert. We had a really informative information with what Robert's doing to help people that might have an accident, and instead of going to the pill mill, how they can do alternative approaches, and he points people in alternative approaches instead of, you know, somebody going and getting on OxyContin because they're in pain. Also, we have SoundPillow, soundpillow.com. Sleep never sounded so good. This is an actual listening device that you can put your head on and sleep with that, you know, plugs into any MP3 player, and you can actually meditate with it. So if you're into meditation, the Sound Pillow is a great product. And Green Carpet Cleaners. They don't just do green carpets, but they do carpet cleaning in a holistic, natural way for the environment. So Green Carpet Cleaners, of course, can be given a call after you hear their ad. All of their phone number and information is there. So we want to thank our sponsors, of course, for making this possible today. And we also want to take this time to announce tomorrow is the Rashid from Griffin's Loft is moving from Tuesday until Saturday. And, of course, Rashid will be on from 4 to 5, and then the Third Eye Live, which is a new talk show that's going to be starting. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is kicking it off between 5 and 6, and Third Eye Live is going to be several different people involved from the Griffin's Loft, and they're going to be talking about everything from health to metaphysical and all the combinations of it. And you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com to read more information. You can also listen to us live every day on the internet at www.holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also listen on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen on Twitter Podcast. You can also listen on Facebook. You can also listen on all of the blog spots. And we are now on In the Rooms, and you can click on In the Rooms and, of course, listen live on In the Rooms. So we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we are going to have Dawn and her guest, Rachel Resnick. The Love Junkie is going to be up in a minute. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Broken picker, walking down the street, broken picker, heartaches all of me, broken picker. I don't believe it, it must be true. What would I want of a man like you?
Mercy.
Mercy. Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we are here for our Friday relationship show. Today, the show is about love addiction. We are privileged to have author Rachel Resnick. Rachel's book, Love Junkie, a memoir of sex and love addiction. The book candidly chronicles her lifelong attraction to bad relationships and sex in order to fulfill the need for love. We have Rachel live from California. She's going to explain how her low self-esteem caused her to chase after dangerous, unavailable, and cruel romantic partners, and also how sometimes her addiction led her to engage in some lewd and often risky acts. If you'd like to talk to us about your experiences, maybe you have a question about love addiction or would simply like to say hi to Rachel, our number is 1-888-565-1470. Hey, Rachel, are you there?
I am. How are you, Dawn?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. I love that song.
The book is The Broken Picker, so that I actually created that song. It was kind of a funny one.
Love it. Well, it's important to have a sense of humor when you talk about these things.
Correct. A broken picker, of course, is an attraction to the wrong men. So you are the queen of the broken picker, I would assume, right?
Well, I'm honored.
I forgot to tell you, we also have in the station with us today is Bree. She is our quintessential resident love junkie.
Oh.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Bree.
Okay, for our listeners, let's begin with, we talked about love junkie, and I guess we should explain what a love junkie is or how you know if you're a love junkie.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I like to start with is a definition that people can kind of chew on and see if it maybe resonates somewhere.
Perfect.
To me, a basic definition of a love junkie is someone who confuses sex for love, intensity for intimacy, and drama for passion.
Ooh, interesting. Very
check.
Good.
Check.
Is Bree feeling that?
Yeah.
I just wrote check.
So that's kind of a useful place to start from. It's important to note that with something like this, which is a process addiction as opposed to a substance addiction, so it's harder for people to see and believe in.
That's a good point. I guess we should define what the difference between a process and a substance addiction is.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea because what's exciting to me is that it seems like a ripe time to have this discussion. It seems like for whatever reason, the culture is more open to it. It just is so much in the air. It's on the radio. It's in print, it's on television, we kind of see it everywhere, and people are seeming to be more open to talking about it and figuring out what the heck it is. So I think as a culture, we're more used to, okay, someone's an alcoholic or a heroin addict, or, you know, it's very clear.
Correct.
You know, you see someone who is literally unable to stop using a particular substance.
Right. There's either a bottle in your hand or there's not.
Yeah. And also the recovery is very clear. You do not take another drink. You do not shoot up. You do not, you know, do any more meth or whatever it might be.
Right.
But with a process addiction, it is something that we kind of need to live. It's almost like breathing. For example, love, sex, spending, eating.
Right. Yes.
These are all relationships that we can use to avoid living our own lives.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. And it's difficult because you have to eat. So if you have a problem with eating, an eating disorder, when does the slip occur? So if you have a relationship issue, where is it healthy and where is where are you having a slip or where are you getting in trouble? So that leads me to the next question would be, what distinguishes an addiction from a healthy love?
Well, there are different things. What I can do is speak to what was happening in my own case. One of the things that I found fascinating once I wrote the book was a lot of people could identify with having one relationship like I had, but they wouldn't necessarily have had decades.
Right, right. And before, we should probably qualify. I started reading your book. I apologize. I got the book late. And I started reading it, and I've been enthralled with it. It's a very well-written and interesting book. And
thank you.
I was reading about Winchester.
Yes.
Who was one who you described as the perfect example, because he was a man who would hang out with you, love to have sex with you, but didn't offer you anything else in return. But what you would do is chase after him and have fantasies of a relationship. And I was, we were talking about it before the show, and I was talking with Bree, and we were talking about how I don't know if you wanted to talk about this, but there was something that happened while you guys were having a romantic evening that you equated with him wanting to progress the relationship. Do you remember what that was? Or do you want to talk about it?
Sure.
Okay. Do you remember what it was, or do you want me to tell you?
Well, whatever you like. I mean, I can also read things. I don't want to take much time doing that. But
For me, I just know that I would spin those fantasies like out of control, even though the guy would be completely thinking the opposite. I would spin it to where that's it, happily ever after, it's done.
Well, no, the part I was thinking about that I thought was so interesting is that when you were having a sexual relationship with him and the condom broke,
he
didn't bother to get another one, that you thought, well, he must love me because now we're going to have children together.
Exactly. That's logical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, this kind of denial sets in instantly because one of the hallmarks for my particular cocktail of being a love junkie, and we can talk about how it might be a little different for different people, and it certainly is, because it's kind of dependent on our brain chemistry, I believe, and our backgrounds. But in my case, with Winchester, we'll use him. It's always so great to have these fabulous anecdotes. When I met him, I chose him instantly and confused the sex for love, you know, confused being aroused for being instantly in love. And I felt like we were destined to be together from the first time I met him. So I would just be looking for signs that would further my fantasy without realizing that's what I was doing.
Right. So before you even knew who the man was, the bells were going ding, 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 ding. This is
that's
it.
That's right.
Here he is.
So in other words, it's not like that was happening later and I worked up to this fantasy. It started instantly.
Right. So then you just tried to squeeze him into the fantasy, into the mold.
Yeah, and you know, it's really important. I'd be so curious to see if Bree agrees with me here, but I always thought that I was a victim, that I was just really extra passionate and so devoted to these people and unlucky with love and with the people who I got involved with, but
I was
a victim. It wasn't my fault.
And all my other friends that are married or just have boring, miserable lives, and they're just not as exciting and passionate as I am. And
Yeah, and there's a real arrogance, isn't there, in that?
Yeah.
Because that's that trippy thing that a lot of addicts have, where you, one hand you think you're amazing, and then you think you're a piece of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And you shuttle between those two.
Absolutely. Like, how could he not think I'm, like, you know, the best thing since sliced bread? And then, like, on the flip side, it's just horrendous.
Right,
exactly.
The top of the heap or below the heap. There's no middle ground.
Exactly. And at the root of it, the real truth of what you feel about yourself, or certainly in my case, and I didn't know that I felt this way, just complete lack of self-love.
Mm.
Yes.
You mentioned on your website that there are three big red flags that can tell a person if they are in love junkie territory.
Absolutely. Well, one of them we kind of touched upon. You might want to ask yourself, do you have one destructive relationship after another, and do they all crash and burn?
Ooh.
And if you do, then if there's a pattern like that, there's a pretty good chance that you're a love junkie.
Interesting.
I just circled all the checks that I wrote down.
By the way, I may stop you for a second. We're talking about the three red flags. But if you have a question for Rachel and like to call in, the number is 1-888-565-1470. Let me say it one more time, because I know a lot of people, when I hear the number, I reach for the pen. So hopefully you got the pen in hand. 1-888-565-1470. Okay, so we're talking about the three big red flags. So what's number two?
Number two would be if you take a pause and really look at things and try and be extremely honest, what do you think happens when you fall in love or when you're trying to save a relationship? Do you ever let other parts of your life go to hell?
Ooh.
Does your work performance suffer? Do your dreams fall away? It's possible, if those answers are yes, that you're using love and relationships to avoid really living your life. So that's definitely another one to think about.
Bree just said you got laid off from
I got laid off last year.
From the last situation
that crashed and burned, and, you know, laid off is a good term.
Okay, so would losing a job qualify for being a love junkie? Love it, losing a job over a relationship.
Yeah. And
if you're like me, you'd never even put that together.
No, not until like a year later. Into it now, actually.
That's, I think, one of the things that's so important to get across to people, is that just being open to considering what's going on with your relationships, and if it does resonate, because look, at not everyone is an addict.
Right.
But if this makes you pause, and if you think it might be something that's happening for you, you know, that's amazing to have that awareness, because that's the first part of it. So the third red flag, and this kind of speaks to this low self-esteem, do you always put the priority of your lover, of your relationship, over yourself?
I used to.
And have you ever tried to set healthy rules about dating, relationships, and then you just throw them out the window as soon as you meet someone?
Yeah.
You're like the poster child.
Yeah.
She is. We dragged her in just for this show. Rachel,
just the last little bit is do your relationships have a negative impact on your financial life or friendships or your peace of mind, your serenity?
Those are great points, Rachel. I'll answer
that when we come back.
Yeah, the song started. I have to take a break. I apologize. We will be right back. This is Dawn. It's a Holistic Lifestyles radio show. Hold on, Rachel.
You or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we're talking live with Rachel Resnick, the author of Love Junkie, a memoir of love and sex addiction. And before the break, we were talking about the three red flags of love addiction, and you said they were, say it again?
Oh, of course. The first one is, do you have a pattern with destructive relationships, one after the other? Two, when you do fall in love or you're trying to save a relationship, do you let other parts of your life go to hell? Work, dreams, all kinds of things like that. And third, do you always put your lover and your relationship first over yourself? Do you try and set healthy rules for dating and just always break them?
Perfect. Excellent. We're talking with Rachel and Bree, who is our resident love junkie. And actually, Bree is part
one.
The local one. Bree is part of, I wrote a book about the broken picker fixer. It's helping women pick better men.
Oh, boy, do I need to read that.
I'll send you the book.
I would love
awesome.
That.
She's part of my group, and the other women in the group have various degrees of this, but she's the one who kind of sticks out as really being the one who...
The worst student.
But her question for me, and you could probably answer this, is when you do the work, and she's working on doing the work, and we'll talk about that a little bit, but...
Of course.
She was asking me, when you start dating someone again, does it feel different since you broke the addiction? And if so, how?
Oh, it feels completely different. Interestingly, I didn't think that I was a slave to that addiction because I literally had no idea that you could be addicted to love, sex, romance, relationships. I always was very arrogant and would point the finger at the people I got involved with because they were often drug addicts or alcoholics, and so I would just point the finger and blame them because I had no idea that this was something that you could have such a problem with. And that was one reason I thought it was extremely important to write this book, because I wish I'd known when I was younger. So that's definitely one thing to think about. And the key is to have that moment of awareness. We talk about those spiritual awakenings and those moments of insight. It took me decades to hit a bottom where I was willing to go to a meeting that was for people who had this particular issue. It was, people who were addicted to love, sex, romance, relationships. Now, mind you, I had been involved with 12-step programs since 1989, but never as an addict. Always as, part of a family where there were alcoholics and et cetera. But I never thought of myself.
Because you were a fixer. You were trying to fix other people.
Exactly. Speaking of broken picker fixers, that's right.
Yeah, that way you don't look at yourself.
That's right.
Another avoiding.
Again,
before we continue on, we're talking to Rachel Resnick about her book, Love Junkie. If you'd like to call us, the number is 888-565-1470. And you had a question?
I have a question. Do you fantasize without even being in a relationship with this particular person?
Or did,
I'm sorry.
That wasn't my style.
I've done that.
Yeah, and what was interesting when I walked into the first meeting, and by the way, for me, when I walked into the first meeting, I didn't want to go either. I instantly knew that I belonged there, even though there were people there who were straight-up sex addicts, which is more, a lot of men can fall into that category
exactly.
For internet porn, and they've lost jobs and wives and et cetera because they've spent all their money on hookers or been online. There were also people there who only were in fantasy. They just would spend all their time and energy obsessing or sending money to people they weren't even involved with.
Long-distance relationships and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but not even real relationships necessarily.
And I remember being a point when I was around this person, I was so scared that he was going to see how nutsy cuckoo in my head I was over him.
Wow. Well, see, that's really, Bree, it's so great that you're sharing that because that's not something that I would do, but these are all different ways that this particular addiction can manifest, so it's really important to look at.
All
and
avenues.
Also, we can talk about when is it an addiction or not, because not everyone is addictive, and that's why looking at those three red flags can be helpful.
We have a call. So let's see. Is Mona on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mona. Did you have a comment, question? You want to say hi to us?
I just want to say hi to you, and I know Rachel, and I am just starting to deal with my own problem.
And oh, okay.
Rachel has been very helpful because I read her book, and I realized that it totally applied to me.
Oh, you read Rachel's book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Rachel, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. Did you have a question for her, Mona? Or are you just starting the process of working on yourself?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So, and you identified after you read her book, you identified and said, wait a minute, this is kind of what I'm doing.
Exactly, yeah. And until then, I just thought, I just haven't figured out how to be the right wife and the right girlfriend or the right guy or whatever, you know?
You just, okay, so you kept thinking, when I find the right guy. Or
yeah, or if I'm just figuring out the one thing to do right, then I will have peace, you know?
That's interesting, Rachel, because we do blame ourselves, right? We think that we're doing something wrong in these relationships, right? Is that
yes, but we don't necessarily think there's something drastically wrong with us as people or the way that we relate. So it's a little tricky.
So we end up saying, if I just love him more, if
that's
he just,
right.
So and then it gets us deeper into these emotional ringers.
Yes, and I'm so happy to hear from Mona. She's amazing, and I know she's struggling with this issue right now, and I just want to applaud her for the courage of calling in and of trying to face this, because it's a huge perspective shift. I mean, in my case, it was decades of thinking completely opposite about myself. But there's a whole lot of hope, and that's something that Mona and I have talked about, and I think Bree was touching on that too, with dating, with all kinds of things. What, you know, the first step is having that awareness.
There's so many years you could just deny it until it smacks you right in the face.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I wanted to write this book and share it with people is because I hope that some people will catch it and not spend as much time and energy in a misdirected way. Because the truth is, I was in complete fantasy, even though I was involved with these people. I wasn't involved in the way that they were involved. Like Winchester, we were talking about, he said from the get-go that he wasn't available. I wanted him to be, though.
Yeah, we just say, oh, he's afraid.
He really loves
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And I'll prove that somehow, some way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or
you, and that's
or
the
you
thing,
feel sorry
pour
for
all your time and energy into something that it didn't have a good shot from the beginning.
You said you mentioned something in the book that was interesting about your mother wasn't really available, but for some reason, every once in a while, she would go out and pick up hurt animals off the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
So it almost kind of like correlates to that a little bit, like you picking up these people that are not really all there, but you're taking them home and trying to care for them and hoping that, you know, they'll love you. Do you see a parallel with that, maybe?
Not exactly, actually. I think, you know, it's interesting to bring up my mother because now it may not be the case for everyone, but in my case, there's no question that my love addiction, love and sex, love romance relationship is very rooted in my childhood. And there's a lot of research being done about how this is a brain chemical issue, addiction, including process addiction. And my mother was mentally unstable, mentally ill, self-medicated with alcohol. But this is something that, you know, she was lovely, but she had a problem. And she wasn't able to bond properly with me as an infant. And that literally does something to your brain chemistry. It doesn't develop in the same way. And so compound that with a lot of chaos and trauma growing up, which I never even really thought there was. I had a crazy childhood, but I just thought, you know, it's a story. And I'm fine. I always did really well in school, and that's where I put my focus. But my mother was the original love junkie. I watched her pick up men in bars. She would drag me there after school, and I was such a, you know, for me, rebelling was being a good student and trying to keep things together. That would, you know, being a juvenile delinquent would have been an obvious path.
Right, right.
So I would watch her pick these men up, and she wasn't available to me. There's a moment in the book where I talk about being stuck in this bar, the blue flame, and wanting to do my homework and running around and dropping placemats on people's tables.
Right,
and,
I saw that.
Smoke.
Yeah, trying to quit smoking. So you're trying to take care of other people.
Total, yes, such a fixer.
Right.
Oh, and I would do things like break my mother's cigarettes in half and put them back in the pack. It was very effective.
Yes. That will get her attention.
Oh, yeah. She would just go out and buy more and yell at me or whatever. But I would watch her pick up these men, and I could see the yearning. I mean, kids are really smart, but they're also so impressionable.
And perceptive.
And I also wanted her to hug me, and I knew that that wasn't what she wanted or that she was even present. She wanted, it was all about this guy. And these were people she was just picking up in bars.
Right. Yeah, I read the one part in the book where, you know, that she met some guy, she brought him home, and he was, like, so wonderful, but it was just that one night, and then he didn't call, and then she would sink down into a depression.
That's right. That's right. And I am sure that that was something that I modeled in some way. So I think that that's something to look at for people. And also, another hallmark of this particular addiction is, you know, having this unidentified core of neediness and dependency. So when I meet someone, it's not like, ooh, some sparks. It's a meteor shower. It's like I'm jolted back from the dead.
Yeah. He's going to make everything in your life right.
Yeah, and that's about being stuck in this place where you're a kid and you want your parent to take care of you, but it's too late for that.
I have an example. I likened it to somebody taking a sledgehammer and smashing it in my head, literally, when I would meet somebody.
That sounds really hot.
I talk about in my book, I started off with, there was a guy that was, I was in my car, and he was standing on the hood of my car clutching my distributor wires that he had pulled out of my engine saying, ha, you can't go anywhere now. And I said, you know, a normal person would have called the police, but I took it as a sign that he loved me, and I married him. That was my first husband.
Oh, brilliant. And the guy who finally did help me hit the bottom, what got me into the meetings, when I first met him fairly early on in the relationship, he broke into my home and threw rose petals all over the bed. And I thought, oh, that's so romantic and seductive. Whereas friends of mine would have said, wait a second, what do you mean you broke into my house? But I didn't even notice. I just thought, oh, that's such a lovely, romantic gesture.
We have another caller on the phone, Linda. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Linda. Did you have a question or you'd like to say hi, or how are you today?
I'm just saying hi. I'm calling in. I could relate a lot to what was being said. And know that I struggle with that issue myself.
You think you're a love junkie?
Issue. Yeah, I think so. I mean, the dependency on men and the whole history of the relationship with the mother really not being present and not being available, you know, hits home for me. And you know, I find myself in a situation now where I'm seeing someone that I know I don't want to be with, and then there's this other guy totally unavailable that I keep, you know, wanting to be with. He's with all these other women, and I still want to be with him, and the guy who cares about me, I'm just keeping around because I don't feel like I can deal with being alone or by myself at this point.
Wow. Okay.
You can do it. If I
Linda,
could do
that's
it,
so brave of you to call in, though.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
And to even be aware that much, and I hope that you consider going to, I mean, the cool thing about 12-step, it doesn't cost anything. There's also therapy, and there are books you can read and reaching out, but I just think that's so great you called, because I think it's important to mention there's hope. I've never been so happy, and I'm not involved with anyone right now. Ever since recovery 4 years ago, I feel liberated from that pattern of trying to get something that was never going to happen.
Have you dated at all since then?
Yes, I have, and the fun thing about that is I feel like a teenager again.
Oh.
Because before, it sounds like the same thing with Linda. It was never enough. Nobody was ever enough.
Right.
Ever. And because you're trying to fulfill something that you're supposed to be taking care of yourself and with spiritual guidance, et cetera. And if you keep looking outside, you know, it's never going to happen. So just being able to get out of that pattern has been incredible. I feel
the awareness is the beginning
clear.
Of it.
Hmm?
The awareness is the start of it.
That's right. It's crucial.
We need to Linda, can you hold on for that question for just a minute? We need
yes.
to take a quick break, and we will be right back. This is Dawn at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Center, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
Totally Green Carbon Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at holisticlifestylesradio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Dawn, the Broken Picker Fixer, and we're talking with Rachel Resnick, author of Love Junkie. We also had a caller on the line, Linda, who was about to ask a question before the break. Linda, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You had a question for Rachel?
I was just wondering, in terms of dating, like, is there one, you know, is there a specific or a generalization in terms of choosing a person that might trigger the love addiction, or that if you see something, like how do you go about having that, knowing that you have made a healthier choice?
That's a great question. Well, like we talked about, having the awareness is the first step. And what worked for me it might be something you want to consider, is making sure you have the awareness and also that you're taking some actual steps to work on what was underneath, what was fueling that addiction. And for me, going to 12-step groups and having a sponsor and following directions and doing a lot of writing and soul searching, because a lot of times what's underneath all of this is, you know, there are different definitions for addiction. One is avoiding your feelings. And in my case, I had a lot of unresolved grief and pain that I had never dealt with as a kid. And it was kind of repeating itself in the choices I was making. So you kind of have to do some work before you jump ahead to how would I date. I'm not sure how much. It depends on the person. But in my case, I definitely needed to step back because I had such a toxic, such a deep-rooted approach and choice picker and way of getting involved, and they would always be the same kind of patterns, that I had to step back and really work on myself for a while before I was even ready, because I literally went through physical withdrawal, which was one of the signs for me that, oh, this does seem rooted in chemistry, because I'm going through physical withdrawal, which included insomnia, vivid dreams, nausea, all kinds of things for a matter of many weeks. And then for me, I worked with a sponsor when it was time. We both decided it felt like a good time to be more open to relationships and came up with dating rules, which was very helpful because each person has different things that will trigger them. Like you probably, I don't know, maybe you have the same taste I do where in the past I was particularly interested in kind of outlaw artist types. If they were ex-cons and famous painters at the same time, that was always...
Linda, you're giggling. Is that ringing a bell for you there?
Yeah, the bad boy syndrome is the current person I was dating. I met him like a couple months out of, he just got out of jail.
Isn't that funny? You know, I once did a radio show, and the interviewer said, I dated someone who lived in a car, too. And
there you go.
That's a nice goal.
Well, you had mentioned that you did some work. You had gone through a period of celibacy. In my book, I talk about taking a personal retreat where you avoid, I guess avoid is a bad word, but you refrain from getting involved in a relationship for a while. And you did that, right, Rachel?
That just seemed to happen organically. It wasn't something I was imposing, and I want to make sure everyone is clear on, you know, there's definitely a sex-positive aspect to this. And part of the hope is in, the aim is to recover from this and to connect more deeply and more intimately and in a more human and real way when you're relating with everyone, whether it's lovers or also friends and family. I had ignored a lot of people who were lovely, who were in my life, because I was so focused on...
Right, that's what Linda was just saying, that there was a one that was good and then one that wasn't so great, right? That you
relationship?
You wanted the, you had mentioned there was two guys and one that was, one of was unavailable is the one you're really interested in.
Yes, and the one that treats me nicer is the one I'm not interested in, but I kind of keep him around because he's a nice person and I'm struggling with being alone.
Okay,
that's key.
Right,
can't be present for yourself. So how could you be with? It's hard to be with other people.
That's right, and also if you have an issue with self-love, which I certainly did, and self-worth, how could you be with someone who thinks you're great?
Right,
right. Thank you for calling, Linda.
Thank you.
Good
question.
Luck. Keep us posted.
Okay, I will.
Good luck.
Okay, we have a few minutes left. If anybody else has a would like to talk to Rachel, the number is 1-888-565-1470. And how are you doing now, Rachel?
I'm good. I also want to mention I have a website in case people didn't get to call in and they would like to email or discuss the book or ask any questions. Please feel free.
What's that website?
www.lovejunkiethememoir.com. And you can just email me there because I've gotten incredible reader responses. I wanted to make that open as a possibility. I am doing just fantastic. I mean, look, at its recovery is not a smooth ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's up and down because it's the real thing. And a lot of times on TV, and we don't see that. It's such a rapid-fire representation of addiction and getting treatment. And recovery, oftentimes, it's up and down, and there are relapses, but I have never been happier. I've never had so much energy freed up for my career. I wrote a book since I've been recovered, and I had 10 years in between books because I was so busy chasing.
Right.
There's hope.
This your book is wonderful. It's one of those ones you start and you can't stop. You get so absorbed in it.
Is it addictive?
Might I say?
That's in a good way.
There is a good way.
I'm a love junkie. It's very compelling. In a lot of it, you are looking in there going, I might have done that.
Identify.
I can see myself there. It's fantastic. We really appreciate you calling in today and being our guest. And, again, say your website one more time.
It's www.lovejunkiethememoir.com, and I totally welcome any questions or reader responses, anything you'd like. And I'm just excited that to have had this opportunity to be on your show and that people are talking about this, and I hope that it helps people.
Thank you. It's Rachel Resnick, Love Junkie, A Memoir of Love and Sex Addiction. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. I can't wait to read your book.
Thank you.
Good luck, Bree.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. Take care. You're inspiring.
Oh, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Have a good... Oh, no. We'll be right back.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Earth and sky.
So we build robotic missions that are kind of human-like, an arm, taste, sense, smell, touch. All of these sensors are very similar to human sensors.
You're listening to Peter Smith, principal investigator of NASA's Phoenix Mars mission. Phoenix is a robotic lander that probed Mars for signs of life in 2008 and found some possible evidence in the planet's soil.
And what we're seeing is an array of chemicals that on the Earth would be considered important for life.
Phoenix explored the northern polar region of Mars and found traces of a salt there called perchlorate.
Perchlorate is an energy source for life on the Earth, and we see a range of salts that we'd think of as nutrients. You know, you'd get them in your mineral pill in the morning. And so these are the kind of systems that we would expect on the Earth would be habitable.
Smith said the kinds of minerals found by Phoenix are typically created by liquid water. There's currently no liquid water at the Mars exploration site, so it's possible these minerals blew in from another part of the planet. More analysis and lab work here on Earth might determine whether, as recently as a few million years ago, Mars had a wet environment friendly to life. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. And the odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Joni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.